Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. La 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 la. She really hates him. It's really true.
All right, let's get started. My Wife Hates Me podcast, the most listened to podcast of any couple. Well, maybe in the top 5 or 10. There's other couples that do it. You know, we're different though than everybody because they all get along. They get along.
They love each other.
They love each other. We are stuck in a commitment because under God's eyes, we said, I do till death do us part.
We signed a contract.
We did.
That's what a marriage, what do you think it is? It's a contract.
We didn't sign a contract.
Yeah, we said, I'm going to love you till death do us part. And I think you have to sign it, yeah.
Is it, oh, maybe the marriage license?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what, though?
You signed a contract, and do you remember your vows?
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember mine.
Yeah.
I remember taking a, like, some of the wording, changing it, but...
Yeah, so did
I. We didn't write our own vows.
Well, when I signed a contract, I put V-O-S-S. So now it's void because it's not my real last name.
Oh, woo. So walk away, babe.
Walk away. Walk away. I'm not walking away. If anything, I'm kicking you out, but I'm not walking away. I do too much work around here.
Did you see the Kardashians? Kim Kardashian's getting sued by her landscaping team. I thought that'd be interesting to you.
Why?
She didn't pay them. She took taxes out of what she paid them, but then she didn't pay the taxes to the government.
Well, then, but why can they sue her? Can't
because
the government...
I guess then the government asked them for the taxes. So they're suing her. And then there's other things like,
well, you know what?
She didn't pay overtime, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Just pay the fucking money. You got so much fucking money. Enough already.
Well, you know that it's really, I mean, she's not looking over the books. It's obviously someone.
Yes. She does her own books, I heard. It's not, I don't know if it's true, but I heard that.
She's not like handing a check like we do every week to the landscapers.
I heard.
Am I supposed to tell that we have landscapers? Uh-oh.
No, no, no.
Uh-oh, headline. Rich Voss, who stars in Landscaping with Rich, has landscapers.
You're a fucking idiot because you're wrong. That's what we have.
Whoa. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say it, but then it was out. Now we just, you got to own it.
Yeah, I'm going to own it, and I'm very aggravated because you're trying to make me look like I don't know.
I'm not trying to make you look. Calm down and just say what, oh my God. First of all, Landscaping with Rich is just a dumb thing anyway.
No, it's not dumb. It's fucking people. It's, you know what?
Tell the story.
Yeah, within a day, I got more views on Landscaping.
Right,
oh, no. Do I really?
No, I just...
You fucking asshole. Landscaping with Rich. Oh, hardy, har, har. You have a tick. Oh, look at you. Look, you... you got a lump.
Master of the ad-lib, Richard Voss.
Oh, look at you. You got a lump on your neck. Yeah. Ha-ha. No, you don't. Ha-ha.
Why would that even, like... That'd be like, oh, I better go get that checked out.
First of all, landscaping... I put up sheds. I do...
This time you really do have a tick right here.
Don't you? What do you think? You're going to trick me?
Yes.
Don't do that. I found a tick yesterday crawling up my leg. Landscaping with Rich is like right now I'm putting in a shed. I'm doing the framing out where I put the rock in. And it's tons of work.
Yes.
Tons of work.
Yes.
The landscapers we have just come cut the lawn.
Yes.
I could cut the lawn, but I don't want to spend
Why are you yelling?
Because you're giving misinformation.
I just said you hire landscapers. Do you or do you not?
No. No, I hire lawn cutters. Oh. I'm a landscaper with Rich. Okay, I hire them to cut my lawn. I could go out and buy a tractor, but I don't want to spend the whole day cutting an acre of property. So what I do is I pay them to cut the lawn. They don't come and build a shed. They don't come and stain the deck. They don't come and plant the trees.
I don't understand why you're yelling.
Because why would you even accuse me of fraud? You're accusing me of fraud.
It wasn't. I was saying... That's the headline. It's funny. You're overreacting. I don't know. Is this real?
Yeah, I'm very upset.
That's a real thing? You're really actually upset?
Because you accused me of... guess what? You know those videos he's been doing? Fake.
Well, they are fake.
No,
already.
They're not fake.
Do you show landscaping in the videos?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they're meant to be humorous, you know?
Yeah, but I'm still doing the work, am I not? Am I or am I
not?
Well,
you're landscaping around the house and you really are building a shed or whatever.
Putting framing out.
Okay. This is crazy how you're acting.
Bonnie brings in a seamstress. She doesn't really sew her own. I don't know if you knew this, but
that's funny to me. That wouldn't be upsetting.
Bonnie has three sewing machines, but she hires a seamstress.
I would rather hire a seamstress.
Hires a seamstress. Bonnie does a lot of writing for award shows and other people, but she has a team.
I'm up for an Emmy.
She has a team. She has five writers that come over in a day.
I wish that were true. Sheesh. All you had to say is, yeah, they cut the lawn.
That's what I said.
No, but you got crazy first.
Oh, yeah, because maybe you set it up like, hey, everybody, guess what?
I let it slip that I was saying she doesn't just hand a check. Kim Kardashian doesn't just hand a check to the landscapers the way we do. And then I realized it's a funny thing to say that, oh, Rich Voss, who does landscaping with Rich, has a landscaper. And then I thought you would just say they mow the lawn.
You want me to talk? Is that what you want?
No, I want you to tell the story of how you went to the local
landscaping place.
Whatever it's called. Yeah. Greenery. No, what's it called? Nursery.
I went to the nursery to order stone. I ordered 2 tons of stone for the foundation under the shed.
Did you just, what happened there?
What do you mean?
You said I ordered 2 tons of stone, then you stopped.
I paused.
Oh, I thought this is like a long pause.
Okay, let's time the pause.
No, it's not that. I wondered if something was going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Okay. One, you're a snitch, but not even a good one, because you misinformation snitching.
I was joking. I said, headline.
Oh, you know what? I didn't tell you guys this.
Oh, my God. Let it go.
I didn't tell you guys this, but Bonnie always talks about how great she cleans the house and she brings in a maid service.
I wish I... Please, let me bring in a maid service.
A cleaning
woman. Even now, when you're in the hotel, they don't have a cleaning person coming.
I don't want them coming in anyhow.
COVID, but we had like...
I never have them come in.
A huge, huge stack of... Shit.
Yeah, because when you go into a place, you leave it a mess. There's clothes everywhere, dirty countertops. You don't... When I go into a place...
Well, why do you do it at a hotel but not here?
Oh, I do it here. And when I go into a place... Mm-hmm. What the fuck was that noise? When I go into a place...
Really?
When I go into a place... I even put extra garbage bags for what if I have garbage.
I needed a big garbage bag. That's because we ordered, we did Uber Eats like twice a day.
I told Bonnie, she doesn't know, she doesn't listen. I go on the road all the time, I have it down. She had a refrigerator in her room.
It stunk.
Then get a new one. You called out. Hey, hello, front desk.
It seemed like a big deal.
Hello, front desk. I'm in room three. I'm in room 319. Do me a favor.
It wasn't 319.
I'm in room 417.
Wasn't 417.
I'm in room 521.
Wasn't
so 15. Anyhow,
it's
I'm
on
in,
the 10th floor.
Hello, this is Bonnie Bonnie McFarlane. I'm in room 1001.
No.
1003.
No.
So, well, I'm on the 10th floor, and you'll know by... Well,
you just talk through a burp.
Yeah. What am I supposed to do? Maybe a long pause so you can time it? So I'm in room 1017 and
1008.
And my daughter's in 1008. And my daughter's I'm in 1017.
We
my
have
daughter's
the same
in,
room.
My daughter's in 1008. Her refrigerator stinks. Can you please bring up a new one? Okay, right away. Thank you. That's okay. Step one: new refrigerator. Step two: oh shit, Raina, we have no food here. Hey, guess what? The supermarket's a half a mile. We could either walk or take Uber. And let's go get some supplies like Daddy does when he goes on the road. Let's go get, maybe we'll get some type of bread. Obviously, I don't eat any type of bread, so we got to get my non-type of bread. And we'll get you bread. We'll get some peanut butter, bananas.
What are you talking about? You don't need to list food. People get it.
No, I'm trying to tell you. Okay, we'll get some peanut butter, some bananas. In the morning, we could wake up, have bananas and peanut butter sandwiches. Yum, yum, yum. That fills you up in the morning. We can get some cereal, even though rats bring...
We didn't eat breakfast. Every morning, I got up and I walked to Starbucks. I got her a tea. I got me a coffee. Come back. We'd wait for as long as we possibly could handle it. Then we'd order a lunch.
Yeah, from the... are you kidding me? You'd order a lunch from room service?
No. Uber Eats.
Mm. Austin, the city of restaurants. Hey, guess what? Let's order Uber Eats. Or
Dad, what do you think you're ordering from? A multitude. You've every restaurant on the planet available to you. We ordered from like 4 or 5 different vegan restaurants.
Right there's your problem.
They were good.
Okay, so
we got vegan tacos that were amazing.
So stupid. You could make all that stuff because you have a refrigerator.
But why would I want to also be making dinners and lunches and cleaning up like...
Well, you don't clean up because your room's a mess. I've stayed in hotels with you and I a lot of times want to get my own room because I'm so clean and neat and tidy. And did you leave a tip for the maid?
Of course I did. 20 bucks.
You left $20 and they didn't even clean anything.
Well, they had to clean up at the end of the...
You really left $20.
Yeah.
You think you're a fucking high roll? You think you're a Kardashian? Oh, let me...
I left 20 bucks because we had a lot of garbage in there.
This whole thing is giving me anxiety.
Because
if
people
much.
Don't do what you do, you said yeah. You call every single day. You were like, go to the grocery store, get food. And I was like, I'm doing it this way.
Guess what I did? When I went to Baltimore and Ocean City, I bring my little cooler. I have a frozen bottle in it.
I know, so but I then you have to leave a bunch of food. You can't.
I didn't leave anything.
Perfectly, like
I didn't leave anything.
Buy exactly the right amount of food.
I
always end up having so much food left over.
No,
it's stupid.
Oh, you're stupid.
Eating like hummus and crackers all day. Like
no, yeah, you can get hummus and some bread and hummus sandwiches and cucumbers. There's so many things. You don't even need a microwave. But if you want a microwave, call. Hey, this is Bonnie. I'm in room 1012. And my daughter's in 1008.
I bet it wasn't that much more expensive.
Can you please bring up a microwave?
I bet you it wasn't that much more expensive.
All right. Do what you got to do. I do what I got to do. And guess what? My way's better. And you eat healthier when you go buy your own food. Well-known fact. Well-known fact.
You eat more.
No. Well, okay, folks. Now it's time for facts and fiction. It's a new part of the show. Fact. When you buy your own food, you eat healthier. Fiction. When you buy your own food, you eat more. Not true. Okay? Fact and fiction. A new segment.
Well, I only ate once a day.
Fiction.
Basically.
Fiction. I only ate once a day. Total fiction.
What? Okay. I'd have my lunch. One day we had a big... salad. One day we had vegan tacos. Then I'd go to the club and they'd order me something.
Okay, so now you're up to 2 times a day.
Yeah, but I didn't eat it because.
And then how would you know it's not any good?
I took a couple bites.
2 times a day. Did you have a snack when you got back to the room?
No.
No snack?
I don't eat at night anymore.
And what do you...
I don't know if you've noticed.
Yeah. When do you stop? At 11:30?
But right before midnight.
So is that when you stop?
No. I don't know. I wasn't eating past, like, let's say 8:30 or 9.
Since when? And when did that... How long did that last?
I've been doing it for weeks.
Get the fuck out of here.
Except
I sat next
on Sundays.
To you. I sat next to you. I watched
last
you.
Last night, did I have anything?
Yeah.
What?
I'm trying to remember.
Nothing. How about the night before? Nothing.
Well, the Kardashians pay your bills. So
you went to the... By the way, shows were great in Austin. Thanks for asking. Letterman opened for me. She's so funny. She was so fun to have around. And it was just like a fun, great weekend. And it got me excited about stand-up again.
Good.
Anyway, it's nice chatting with you. Go ahead, tell your story about...
What story? When I went to a landscaping place? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went into Bell Mead Nursery. I walk in, and the guy's... I'm asking him a question. Then his eyes open up and goes, "Landscaping with Rich." They know me. They know my popular show.
And then what was the discussion? You said yes?
Yes. And he goes, "It's so funny. It's the best thing. I learned so much."
And he was laughing about that part.
No, he learns. He even works at a landscaping place.
No, come on.
Everybody teaches something different. Everybody you can learn.
What are you teaching? I watch him and I go, I don't understand it.
Look, I'm not here to explain my... I do one of those... What are those things that, like, Spielberg did and Judd Apatow? What are they called?
Movies?
No.
I don't know.
Where you sign up to learn.
Masterclass?
Yeah. I'm basically the masterclass of landscaping. I'm basically that throughout.
They do have a masterclass of landscaping.
Not like mine. And they don't do sheds. They don't build golf nets in the back. You know, I built a golf net.
Why? Okay, listen.
4x4s. I cemented them in the ground.
I would love to know something about your psyche, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you get so angry when you tell somebody you did something?
I'm not angry.
You never go like, "Hey, guess what? This is like this amazing thing I did." Yeah. Never. You're always like, "I built that with my own fucking hands."
I never get so angry about it.
No, everything you go to show me that you did, you yell at me like I'm...
No, you're nuts.
It looks nice.
You're nuts.
I agree with that, but also this part you're I'm fucking true nuts. To.
Okay, why don't you tell everybody how you never buy food from the supermarket or hotels?
Why does it bother you so much?
Because it's ridiculous.
Rich has rules. Remember one of your rules was to never order a movie on TV.
I never did that in a hotel, maybe.
Yeah, in a hotel. You told me when we were touring together. I was going to rent a movie during the day. You were like, "You don't watch movies during the day and you don't spend $12 on a fucking movie."
It wasn't $12. They're like 20 something. And I'm not cheap. I'm just fruitful. What is it? What's the word?
Fruitful.
Frugal. Frugal. Or whatever the fuck it is. I don't know.
It's frugal.
Yeah, frugal. Look, I'm not going to sit and argue.
No. That's what you do best.
Oh, not against you. You can't argue against a fucking woman. Because
This fucking woman here. Like, what? Who do you turn into?
What are you talking about? Who do I turn into?
I mean, sometimes you're like such a like, "Hey, you can't." You're always like, I go, who opened for you? Some female. Some female?
Well, I don't know her name.
I know, but to say a like female.
What do you mean?
Some fucking female.
I just kicked the camera.
It sounds like you're like, "Oh, Rich, come on, man. That's not cool."
Did I say it was cool and I kicked the camera?
Come on, man.
Dude.
Not cool.
Ow. Go ahead. Oh, my leg's cramping. Ah, go ahead. Some female. What am I supposed to say? A woman? then you think older lady, a female, a girl. Do I say a girl? Then you think some young girl. So you go, yeah, female comic or male comic.
What if I say, I just go a guy?
Yeah, dude.
What you say? Who opened for you? Some guy?
Some dude. Yeah.
No, what if I said a guy? I'm asking, what do you picture? What do you envision?
A guy, a middle act.
Do you have to know his age or? No. So what? Then what's the I don't get it.
I don't care what you're saying. You would say a guy, I say a female. Or you would say a dude, I would say a skirt or a broad or a girl, lady. I don't know.
I don't know. Female sounds like you're talking about animals in the wild. The female approaches.
That's you. That's you. The normal public. Oh, yeah, she's a female.
Well, I'm the one you're talking
say,
to.
Do people say female comic? What do they say? What kind of, when they're talking about a girl comic, what do they say?
Oh, a comic, and then if it's a dude comic, they say dude comic.
No, they say female.
Woman is now the standard.
No. You guys are pushing your luck. Women. Just getting too greedy.
What? In what way?
Just, you know what I'm saying.
No, I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Is that what you love to hear, my thoughts? I'm just...
I wouldn't. It'd be horrific.
Take it.
Sometimes I think about being in your brain. It's just got to be a mess.
Take it and run with it.
Angry with your accomplishments.
Who else loves summer but gets a little overwhelmed by all the plans? Daily Harvest helps me conquer the morning and kick off my day with intention through nourishing and delicious food. All delivered to your door. Daily Harvest is the easiest way to get your daily serving of sustainably sourced fruits and vegetables without the shopping, chopping, and post-cooking cleanup. Go to dailyharvest.com right now, enter promo code HARVEST, and get up to $65 off your first order. Their strawberry and peach smoothie or apple and cinnamon opal are the perfect addition to my morning routine. They also have tons of options for any time of day, like flatbreads, harvest bowls, and bites. We all deserve easy mornings. Let Daily Harvest give you one less thing to worry about. So don't wait. Order your meals now at dailyharvest.com. Enter promo code HARVEST for up to $65 off your first order. That's dailyharvest.com, promo code HARVEST for up to $65 off.
Boy, I tell you what, how edgy is Tim Dillon?
What?
They're doing an article. Do you want to talk about the article that we said no to?
I didn't say no. Nobody asked me.
They didn't ask you?
No.
Oh.
And I spent quite a few minutes talking to Joe Rogan on Thursday, so they missed out. A lot of information.
But you had a good point for once. The guy from the New York Times, well, my manager says, the guy from the New York Times wants to talk to you. They're doing an article. So I'm playing golf. I call him. He goes, yeah, we're doing an article on Rogan. I go, well, I'm playing golf. I'll talk to you later. But then I talk to Bonnie. She goes, first of all, I don't read the Times. I see most of these articles about comics. And it was pointed out to me. And then I remembered a lot of them are negative. Although Bonnie did a whole spread in the New York Times and it was super positive. But I go, yeah. I called Bonnie. I go, yeah. The Times wants me to do it. She goes, you can't do that. And I didn't even think about it. I go, why? She goes, because it's not going to be a fucking puff piece. It's going to be a negative article, most likely. Because, you know, I think they have written negative articles about white male comics, I guess. Or
what is my point that you said I had a good point?
The point was, don't do it.
No. My point was, I said, if it was an article.
Oh yeah, if it was
Joe Rogan would know about it, and he would text you and say, "Hey, the New York Times is going to talk to you."
That was the point I was getting to.
Well, I was waiting.
There was
for
a
it.
Couple of points. Well,
my
you know,
great point that I did.
There was a couple points.
You were gonna miss it.
I wasn't gonna miss. I was getting to that point, but there was a couple.
Could you
points.
Turn your body away from me anymore?
There was a couple points. And when she said,
you know, they're going to do a screen and they're going to have to flip your image so it looks like you're looking at me.
She said it won't be a good article. And then she said, if it was a good article.
I didn't say it wouldn't be a good article. It wouldn't be a positive article.
It wouldn't be positive.
Rogan. I may enjoy the article that's a negative article about Joe Rogan. I don't know yet.
You're not going to enjoy. He's one of our.
I know that
fans.
You love that. You want me to, like, love Joe Rogan.
I don't want you to love Joe Rogan, but he's a fan of our podcast, and he says nice things.
Yeah, I thanked him for that.
Oh, did you? You thank everybody. You always send him a gift or anything. What, how did you thank him?
What do you mean? I saw him on Thursday. I did his show, not his podcast, his stand-up show, and I talked to him in the green room. Okay. We chatted about a lot of things. I said, we have a lot of property. He goes, how much? And I go, 1 acre. And then it felt so stupid.
Why?
An acre's a lot. Because I said a lot of property. Because it sounds like I'm saying, like, we have a quota section of land. You know, like, we have 180 acres, you know.
An acre's a lot in the city.
I guess. But it was like, you don't brag about an acre of land.
Yes, you do in a city.
Joe Rogan, who has like a... $15 million house.
How do you know how much his house is? Is it?
Something like that, yep.
Oh, big deal. Big deal.
Who cares?
I have everything.
Who wants two spiral staircases? I don't.
Well, listen, he's probably got a workout room. I'm sure I have a workout room. He has a heavy bag. I have a heavy bag. He has a place to...
Okay, you don't need...
To shoot archery, so do I, in the backyard. I haven't done it. I mean, matter of fact, today I might shoot
when
I'm
done. Have we only done 25 minutes?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, good Lord.
Well, anyhow, so.
So.
I text a guy. He texts me. He goes, tomorrow, can you do the article? And I text him. I go, I'm going to have to pass on this article. I go, but if you ever want to do an article,
you know,
you want me to read it? You want me to read what I said?
You can, but also, why do you put your hand in front of your mouth when you're doing a podcast? It seems wrong.
I should put it around my nose because you stink. So I text the guy. I go, I'm going to pass on this article. I go, if you ever want to do an article on somebody sober 35 years in the business, 37 and still relevant, has done every, you know, stuff from Rosie O'Donnell to Dev Jam, married to a comic, then get back to me.
It's a lot of things. Like, they're like, hey, do we know anybody who's done Def Jam? Are they also married to a comedian? Because I wanted to do that. I would love it if they were also in the business for 37 years. Does anybody come to mind? Somebody sober? I think that's also like an important part of the article.
Yeah, it's a good article. It's a good fucking piece. Sober comic, 35 years sober, 37 years in the business. Yeah, it's a good article. It carries a positive message.
No, I know, but...
All right. Married to a comic. It's a fucking good article. All right. So he goes...
What would the headline on that one be?
Voss the Boss.
Oh, my God. You're insane. Do you really love yourself, or is it all just like...
I'm fucking great.
Smoke and mirrors.
I don't understand that saying. I've heard it, but I don't understand it.
Smoke and mirrors means, like, you know, in a magician, a magic act, smoke and mirrors hides the reality. Smoke and mirrors would mean...
I'm tired.
Okay. You don't have to, like, listen to me or answer. No, it's fine. Whatever.
Smoke and mirrors. You started with a magician and then you bowed out.
No, I didn't. I was explaining it to you and you just went, I'm tired.
All right. What's smoke?
You go, I've never understood what that expression means. Oh, well, let me lay it out for you.
Okay, go ahead.
I just did. It means it's covering the truth, which, you know, so do you really love yourself or is it smoke and mirrors?
I don't get it.
Smoke and mirrors means it's not true. You're covering up.
Why don't you just go, do you love yourself or are you lying?
Because smoke and mirrors sounds cooler.
Where? Amongst like the Doug Benson crew?
Oh my God.
How's he been? I haven't heard from him lately. Wasn't he your good pal? Anyhow, so back to the article. I said, I'm going to pass on it, da, da, da. Then he goes, do you know anybody that knows Rogan or knows Rogan well?
He's going to fall out.
Do you know anybody knows Rogan well? And I put his parents. I wrote back his parents. And then there you have it. Then I was done with it.
Well, Tim Dillon put on his Instagram that he wrote back to the guy something like, with all due respect, fuck off.
Why, does that guy write bad stuff about comics or something? Like, is he known for taking down comics?
I don't know.
That writer? You read the New York Times. You know, you're up on all that.
I didn't even see what writer it was.
You're up on all that stuff.
I don't know. Not to my knowledge.
What's that?
Not to my knowledge. It's not like they have like four writers at the New York Times.
What do you mean? They got...
I mean, he's not the comedy writer.
Yeah, I think he is.
No, he's not.
How do you know if you don't know who it is?
Because it's Zinnemann.
What?
Huh? Huh? I just gave you a fucking name, okay, that's the comedy writer at the fucking New York Times.
Well, the guy goes to me when he first calls me. He goes, yeah, we haven't done any stories on Joe Rogan, so we finally, you know, it's time to, you know, like, they don't want to miss out on it. It's going to be... It can't,
who cares? I don't get why you're so concerned about
because
it.
Because you're trying to use me. They
throw a wide net. Believe you me. They're...
Yeah, but listen to me. Here's the thing. What do you mean they throw a wide net? Oh, yeah, people, they try to get as many as they can. And what sticks and what...
So it doesn't... It's not like, I don't know. What are you doing right now? You're looking at your Nike app?
Yeah, I don't know if I want anything for free. What they're trying to do...
Please, Lord, if you're up there, kill me now. Take me.
Oh, what are you, Red Fox?
Take me. Why he did... Red Fox?
Yeah, Sanford and Son. I'm coming. I'm coming, Jesus. Elizabeth. What?
I mean, the references are...
Pretty hip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not going to be in an article that's going to be negative about someone I don't have any problem with, somebody who I like, someone who's helped
me. Okay, so you said no. Move on. Big deal.
Yeah, but why try to lure me into it? Like by saying, oh.
He didn't try to lure you in.
Yes, he did. He goes, yeah, we're going to do, finally, we're going to do an article on Joe Rogan. That's what he said. Fine. Like, don't try to fucking sneak me into your fucking article. Watch, it's probably going to be the best fucking article in the world, and I passed on it.
Who gives a shit? Do you really need to have your name in the New York Times talking about someone else?
I've been in the New York Times many times.
Okay, relax. Relax.
I can name some of the things I was in the New York Times about.
Have a little self-awareness.
I'm aware. That's what I'm telling you. I've been in the Times before.
And also wipe your wet lips.
Oh, please.
You could use the whole napkin.
Why waste a whole napkin? All right. So I passed on it, and about three other comics I talked to passed on it. I'm not giving names. It's none of my business.
Oh, my God. Enough with this fucking story.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about Kim Kardashian not paying her landscapers.
I brought it up because I thought it might be interesting to you, and you could jump into your story about getting recognized at the wherever.
I get recognized everywhere I go because I'm Rich Voss.
Okay. It's so hard to like you. You know that, right? It's impossible.
How about that movie last night? How depressing was that?
I mean, I saw my future with you.
You think?
We saw the movie, what was it called? Father or The Father?
Either one.
You could call it either one?
Yeah.
I think it was The Father.
Yeah, with Anthony Hopkins. He won an Oscar. And when I saw Chadwick
Boseman
in
Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
Yeah, that was a great movie. He was great in it. He was so good. And you think because he passed, they should have at least gave it. But then fucking watching Anthony Hopkins in this fucking movie, you're going, he really should have won the Oscar. He was
very good. Yeah.
It was unbelievable how good. All those lines he had to remember.
Stop with that. Yeah, I can't watch a movie with you without being like, how do you remember those lines?
So many of them.
I've told you this many times. That's their fucking job.
Yeah.
They get good at it. Just like when they watch you on stage, they go, how does he talk to the audience like that? How does he come up with lines that fast? You go, oh, it's easy for me. I've been doing it fucking 100 years.
That's right. It is easy.
Okay.
For me.
So their thing, memorizing the lines is not the hard part for them.
A lot of them.
You get good at the thing you're doing day in and day out.
My gum is stuck. Hold on.
Can you please stop? Well, then move away from the mic before you start.
It was a good movie.
Anyway, it was a terrific movie. It's about dementia.
I forgot most of it.
Mm-hmm.
Get it?
Well, you didn't understand it as it was happening.
I did. I did. You didn't. I did. I said.
Well, he wasn't in the nursing home the whole time.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't, because he just was get the time. It was jumbled. Sorry, spoiler alerts. It was jumbled because that's how it appeared to him.
No, because
we were seeing it from his point of view.
He was in there the whole time, because don't you remember the nurse goes, oh, your daughter's been in Paris.
Yeah, but that's just because time. He thinks everything was yesterday. That's just because time was a different, moving in different, you know, why would they? I mean, there's so many things that we could go back and I'd show you.
All right. We got to wrap this up. I'm getting super tired.
Why?
I got up so early because the rock, the stone was delivered this morning. The shed was delivered. They said between 2 and 6 p.m., but they delivered this morning. I tipped both of the guys. I guess you're supposed to tip delivery guys. I tipped them.
Can't go wrong with tipping people. But you ever give money to someone who doesn't normally get tipped and they snatch it out of your hand? You see the look in their eye and you want to like snatch it back?
No.
I've done that where I go to tip somebody and then they go. You can see it in their eyes. Uh-oh. They don't normally get tipped.
You ever tip somebody and they go, no, we don't take tips? Or
never.
Get offended? One guy got offended. I tried to tip him.
Wait, who got offended?
I don't know, some guy was blowing me, and I go, here's $10.
Oh.
No, get it. No, I don't remember.
I'm a Walmart employee.
What does that mean?
Because I think you get blown at Walmart, because you go there every night.
I don't go every night. I haven't gone in so long.
Not in a while. I guess you broke up with them.
I'm not pro-Walmart. It's just convenient, and they know that. They take advantage of their convenience. Quit touching me with your rotten toes.
That's my good foot.
That's your good foot. All right. I'm trying to do a podcast. You're
what? Wrong. It's warm.
It's cold. Your foot is cold.
I know, but your leg is warm. You do anything for me except warm up my foot. I guess that wasn't in our wedding vows, was it?
No.
I'm not allowed to touch you with my foot.
No.
You're
I looked at your toe.
Literally, like, I could have thrown a rock. Like, right before I got married, I should have just thrown a rock. Any single person that the rock came closest to, I should have married. It would have been better. Like, literally, anyone would have been better than this.
I wish I would have thrown a rock.
And hit me in the head and kill me?
No, I'm not.
Before you got the insurance? Ooh, that would have pissed you off, huh?
Well, we got 2 tons of rocks outside I had delivered.
Oh. Go kill me.
Do you know how much weight 2 tons is?
Yeah.
Do you know how much?
Yes, it's 2 tons.
Yeah, what's a ton? How much weight is a ton?
A ton. That's why we have weights. So you don't have to like, what? Oh, it's a full truckload? Like,
no, a ton. 2,000 pounds is a ton. 4,000 pounds of rock. Seems like a lot. Seems like a lot. You know, when I want to get things done, I get them done. You got to admit that. All right.
Listen. Yeah, now be angry about it.
I got all those rocks. I did it.
Oh, wonderful. How great for you.
Yeah, me by myself.
Why are you like that?
Well, shut up.
What happened to you?
Nothing happened to me. I'm fucking sick.
Anytime you did anything, people were mad at you. You had to yell at them about your accomplishments. What?
I don't know.
I'd like to analyze you. Can I? Will you let me hypnotize you? I know how to hypnotize people.
Oh, shut
up. Will you please?
No, you don't know how to hypnotize.
I do.
You.
No, I you do. Don't. I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
And if you did, you probably don't know how to get him back out.
It's really, that's not really true, that whole thing.
All right. Let me see. Do I have any upcoming dates? Let me give you some.
You can get yourself out of hypnosis if you want.
How?
You just say, by the time I count to five, I'll be.
Well, not if you don't know you're in hypnosis.
You'll know. It's not like where you walk around like a zombie. It doesn't work like that.
All right, June 11th, I'll be in PA at Soul Joel's Comedy, outdoor comedy. Soul Joe.
Oh,
in
I have
PA.
A gig coming up.
Well, let me finish mine. Soul Joe on the 11th, the 12th, I'm in Lancaster. Look it up. Okay. The 18th.
You gotta really want to see Rich Voss, boy.
And then the 19th, June 19th, East Brunswick Square Mall with Florentine, the 19th. So I'll give a couple more. I'll just give one more. And the 25th and 26th at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club. So 11, Soul Joel, PA. The 12th, Lancaster somewhere. 18th, I don't know. 18th, I'll be at the Stand. The 19th, I'll be at East Brunswick Square Mall with Florentine, and 25 and 26 at Uncle Vinny's. I just got to fill a couple of dates.
Why don't you say, like, go look on my Instagram or whatever?
No, go to my Rich
Voss. Why don't you put a list of them on your Instagram?
No, I put it on richvoss.com on my website on the calendar.
Okay, but why don't you just put a list of them on your Instagram, too?
People do that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to have a picture that goes with it.
They can just type it out on your notes, take a screenshot, put it on your Instagram.
Seems like a lot of work.
You have a guy who does it for you. Was I supposed to say that? Instagramming with Rich. You don't do that, right? I have a show in AC. I don't know what the theater is. Do you know what it is?
Yes, at the Claridge.
The Claridge?
Hotel, yes.
Claridge Hotel Theater. That's not the theater name.
I don't know. It's at the Claridge Hotel. It doesn't matter. Are you going to go in? How many theaters are in the Claridge Hotel?
Well, it's on the May 30th, which is the Sunday, and I have two shows, 7 and 9, and I'm going to fucking bring it. Maybe Rich will go on.
Who do you have opening?
I don't remember the guy's name.
You didn't pick your own opener?
No, they didn't ask me.
Well, you tell them.
Oh, well, I forgot. I was busy.
And so, who
what?
I should drive down.
7 p.m., 9 p.m. in Atlantic City. Atlantic City. What is it? What's the theater's name?
It's at the Claridge Hotel.
I know, but then you can go to the theaternamedotcom to get tickets.
Or go to New York Comedy.
Yeah, New York. It's through New York Comedy Club.
I'm exhausted. I have to take a nap.
Okay, well, let's wrap it up then. Just all you gotta do. Say, hey, thanks for listening. We've been My Wife Hates Me. My Wife Hates Me. This is Rich Voss. I'm Bonnie McFarlane. And if we're still married next week, we'll be doing it again.
Whoa. Oh, guess what?
I thought you were tired and wanted to go. That would have been
perfect.
Yeah,
we wrapped up City on the Hill. I guess that was the final episode.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have Mayor of Eastville. Or Eastwood. Or Easttown.
There you go.
Easttown. What a good show.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.
What a good show.
My Wife Hates Me was created and hosted by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane, produced by John Baldwin. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast by visiting mywifehatesmepodcast.com. It's really true. But somewhere deep down,
she loves him too. Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today, to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes. But more importantly, we're making a difference.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of the wind in the trees as your RV sits parked in the forest. Is that the call of the majestic owl? And there's the sound of a tree branch crashing into the roof of your RV. Oof, I guess their nest was in that branch. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with the multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.